and I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Biden's performance in his debate with Donald Trump Thursday night has stirred Democratic anxiety. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president came out raspy and halting with what one person familiar with the matter says was a cold. He appeared to lose his train of thought during one answer, drifting from tax policy to health policy and mentioning COVID.
Look, if we finally beat Medicare.
He gave more clear answers as the CNN debate went on, going after Donald Trump on immigration and veterans policy.
Every single thing he said is a lie.
And noting Trump's hush money felony conviction.
You have the morals of an alley cat.
The next debate is not until September. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Russia's defense minister is ordering officials to get ready to respond to the United States reconnaissance aircraft, noting the increased intensity of flights over the Black Sea. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The ministry says the drones conduct intelligence and targeting for precision weapons supplied to the Ukrainian military by Western countries for strikes on Russian facilities. And Russia says such flights increase the risk of a direct confrontation between NATO and the Russian Federation, and that NATO members will bear responsibility for that. Washington and Moscow have clashed before over U.S. drones in the Black Sea. Today's statement by Russia follows a Ukrainian attack on Crimea's largest city last week, with U.S.-made missiles, which Russia claims killed 4 and injured 150. I'm Donna Warder.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow us on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Voters are electing a new parliament in Mongolia, a landlocked democracy that is squeezed between China and Russia, two much larger authoritarian states. At one polling station, some voters dressed in formal silk robes for the occasion. Many in the district support the governing party, but some younger voters said they are choosing candidates they hope will bring change. A portion of New Delhi's airport has collapsed as monsoon rains drench India. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say at least one person has died and others injured. The fire services control room says the injured have been taken to a nearby hospital. The collapse occurred at Terminal 1, which is used for domestic operations. In addition to the roof, some support beams also collapsed, damaging cars in the pickup and drop-off area at the terminal, the Press Trust of India News Agency says. All flight departures from Terminal 1 were temporarily suspended as rescuers cleared the debris to rescue anyone trapped there, the airport authority added. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Georgia's parliament on Thursday gave its initial approval to a set of bills containing sweeping curbs on LGBT rights, including bans on the, quote, propaganda, unquote, of same-sex relationships and gender reassignment surgery. The bills could outlaw pride events and public displays of the LGBT rainbow flag.
We have had attitudes changing towards the positive among the society members. However, now our government is the one that is becoming more and more regressive with not only just legislation, but also with the removal of LGBT rights from human rights documents.
Tamar Jakeli is the director of Tbilisi Pride, said that she is afraid for her safety in the current conditions.
Activists around me have been attacked physically. Unfortunately, it's been almost every day that somebody gets physically beaten. And so far, I have been physically safe, but in the middle of the night, my mom has been getting calls, and sometimes she's really afraid for my life.
The bills must pass two more readings before becoming law. A powerful magnitude 7 earthquake struck near the coast of southern Peru on Friday. Roads were blocked by falling rocks, and a person was injured when a rock hit a bus. Arequipa's regional governor added no deaths had been reported, but 8 people have been reported injured. The United Kingdom's Princess Anne, the younger sister of King Charles, has been discharged from hospital, Buckingham Palace said on Friday, after a 5-night stay due to a minor head injury believed to have been caused by a horse. The palace said that the 73-year-old had returned home and would recuperate there and return to public duty when the medical team allows. I'm Christina Menenti.